Oh, my people, I would indeed encourage and say to you this day, do not be downhearted. Do not be despondent, for I, the Lord, hold the reins of your mind and your heart. For I am indeed your strength. I am your joy. I am your all. My people, do not fear. Do not fear what lies tomorrow or next week or next year if the Lord tarries. And the reason that I am permitting and allowing you to go through the journey that I have for you is so that you may be strengthened, that you may be strengthened in the heart, in the inner man. For many in these last days, their hearts are failing them through fear and unbelief. They are becoming weaker and weaker, but you are becoming stronger and stronger as you are built up in the faith. My people, that is the purpose and the reason why I allow you to go through what you are going through. And therefore, do not think it strange. It's so that you may stand. It's so that you may endure. It's so that you may not listen to the lies of the enemy, that you may stand in these last days. That is why you are going through what you are going through, because you are seeing the falling away. And this falling away is through fear, is through unbelief, it is through mankind lost. For they do not know where they are going. They cannot discern from their left hand to their right hand. You are seeing confusion like has never been before. And this is why I am training you in this hour. I am training you through these conditions of what you hear, what you read, and what you see, so that you will stand in these last days. For this foundation that the church is built upon must stand, because it is a rock. When everything is falling around you and everything being shaken and exposed, it is so that you will stand in these last days before I come for my bride, says the Lord.